I'm delighted to be joined in studio by Ciarán Nari. Good evening, Ciarán.
Good evening, TJ.
You have some reports from Dadults and Juvenile All-Ireland Handball Championships, and their functions were very unlucky yesterday evening.
Yeah, they were, TJ. You were watching the game like myself online. There was brilliant stream there on the YouTube channel, and fierce excitement. The functions won the first game 21-15, and they're in the commanding position. And it looked like they were going to come home with the victory, but in the second game then they were 17-11 up, and Cork came back at them and eventually beat them 21-20 in the second game. So I went to the tiebreaker, then the functions got off to a good enough lead, but the Cork lads fought back again and eventually came out and won 11-7. So I say the functions be disappointed now, TJ, when they wake up this morning. You know, they had a brilliant, after winning the first, they were in a commanding position and they were playing all the handball. You know, they really played very well yesterday and had the Cork pair rattled, because Cork had beaten them the year previous in the All-Ireland semi-final stage as well. But look, you have to credit the Cork men. They just threw caution to the wind, as I say, and just started going from shots, and the shots came off, and Michael Hedigan on the right was brilliant. He didn't miss anything, and then Daniel Relihan has the ability to just pull these shots out. No one else to go for him, only him, and they'll come off some days and they won't the other days, but they came off for him yesterday and they came out victorious 11-7. But brilliant game to watch. It's just disappointing for Peter and Patrick. Look, I know how much effort and training they put into it to try get to that senior final, and unfortunately just came up that bit short yesterday. But look, I said it, boys will be back again next year. They'll give it another rattle. You know, they're not too far away. They're after being in the semi-final the last couple of years there. And look, yesterday it was a shot here and there could have been the difference, especially after winning the first and only to lose the second game by two aces. You know, they look back at it and they probably say if we had to do one or two things differently, they might have came out on top. But it's Clare and Cork in the final again now, TJ. That's the repeat of last year's final. And looking at the games yesterday, Clare will be hard to beat, but look, Cork will go in underdogs again, and that game yesterday will bring them on big time as well. And sure, look, I think the game went on for nearly 2 hours.
Did,
you know,
yeah.
So it was, look, it was brilliant to watch, but heartbreaking for the two functions and to come away with defeat.
I have to admit, handball wouldn't be my strong point, or I used to play years and years ago, but it looked like the Cork side, especially in the tiebreaker, they really slowed down the play and it didn't let the functions develop any rhythm. When the functions got the rhythm, you could see they were getting a bit of momentum, and then every time it seemed to, it's good gamesmanship in a sense. If you're looking at a hurling match and you are ahead, you want to slow down the play. And
exactly, yeah, you're dead right, TJ. The Cork lads, they had to kind of, in the second game, they really had to go for it, but then once they got into the commanding position in the third, they just kept playing the ball, playing the ball, playing the ball around, and then eventually when the ball stood up, they went for it and the shots came off. While the functions, they kind of had to, the Cork lads had up the pace a bit, and they was playing at their tempo, and they were pushing the Kilkenny lads back. They kind of isolated Patrick a bit and played the ball more into Peter. And Patrick was on fire in the first two games, you know, and even in the third game, when the ball stood up, he took on the shots and he killed some great ball. But kind of the Cork lads just isolated Patrick then and put everything into Peter, and it kind of worked for him, you know. It was similar as what the Kilkenny lads did in the first two games. You know, they were kind of trying to keep Daniel Relihan, who was the stronger Cork player, well, the man that goes for the shots, out of the game, and it worked for him, you know. So look, it's all part of the tactics. You know, the Cork lads are experienced. You know, they're good at coming out of these tight games with victories, and it's amazing if one of them ran for the functions, maybe they'd come out on that side as well. You know, they're after being unlucky now, losing in at the semi-final stage, as I said, TJ, for I think that's 3 years now. You know, they're not too far away though, and like you said, small bit, the big game management there from the Cork lads. If maybe if Peter or Patrick had to get one or two shots that the Cork lads had, they might be in the All-Ireland final in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it, and I might be wrong in this, but looking at it as an observer, the functions were getting a bit more into the contest, especially in the tiebreak, and then they took the time out, and it seemed like the Cork pairing came out stronger after the time out. In hindsight, I mean, as a player yourself, can a timeout kind of take away the momentum that you're after developing, and maybe the strategy was wrong and they may look back and say, here, that was a wrong decision?
Yeah, like it can work either way for you, TJ. It depends if you're stuck on, say, if you were going in at 3 or 4 and you're stuck for maybe 3 or 4 hands that you went in and you made no ace, I definitely agree with it. But like I said, like what you're after saying, TJ, I had grown a bit of momentum. I thought myself, you know, I'd let the game move on and maybe if the Cork lads got ahead, call the time out then. But the momentum was with them. And you have to say as well, TJ, looking at the Cork lads as well, they used their timeouts excellently over the course of the game. Like even, I think did Patrick and Peter go back in the second on 19 and the boys called a timeout. Yeah. Got them out when they were 19-18. They went in then with two hands at 19 all and eventually finished the game. So the Cork lads used it well and even in the tiebreaker, I think they were stuck on 7 for a while and they called a timeout and you could see them looking at the camera. They were talking about different serves and they went up to talk to John Hedigan, Michael Hedigan's father, and he was directing them on what way to serve it. And you could see then once they went in what they were going to do and their tactics worked. But it can work either way, TJ. If you're having a bad time, it's a good time to call it. Yep. But if the momentum was with you, I wouldn't be calling it. I'd be just powering on.
Yeah, it's a bit like the water breaks back a couple of years
exactly,
ago.
Yeah.
There were some juvenile action also took place in O'Loughlin Gales today, and you have a report of all the action.
Yeah, there was a busy morning over in O'Loughlin, some brilliant games over there as well. And first up, there was Laois and Mayo, and Laois girl Orla Brophy won that. A lot of the Kilkenny people will be familiar with Orla and her two sisters as well. So Orla from Colahill, she won that game in the girls under 17 singles. Then there's a brilliant win in the girls under 15 doubles for Katie O'Brien and Mae Egan from Winegap. They were far too strong for the Galway players, Maeve Donoghue and Ava Dillon. And they'll go on to the All-Ireland now and they'll be hoping to go one better. Last year they were betting the under 14 final. Then in the girls under 16 doubles, that game was played on Friday night and there was victory for Niamh Drennan and Orla Duggan from the Galmai Club. They travel up to Micheál Bernox Club on Friday evening. A long spin for the girls, but they were playing Camogie today, so they're trying to fit in both and their commitment to two causes is brilliant to see, you know. But Niamh and Orla came away with a comprehensive victory as well up there, and they'll be looking forward to a place in the final now. Then in the boys under 14 singles, there was defeat for Winegap Shane Dial. He played Bertie Donoghue from Galway. Bertie's from the Aran Islands, so he was heading off there when we were down there trying to to go back up so he can get the boat back over to the
it's
islands.
It's a long journey.
It's a long journey, yeah. So, brilliant first game. Shane was by 15-12. He was well in the game. He kind of had Bertie O'Donoghue rattled, and just the strength of Bertie Donoghue was the difference in the end. He was hitting the ball very, very hard. He's a big, strong chap, and he got a good run of aces there in the second game, and he bet Shane quite comprehensive in the second game, but the first game was definitely there for Shane. Just a couple of different bounces of the ball that Bertie got was the difference, but hard luck to Shane. Then in the boys under 15 singles, there was defeat for Joe Dowlin. He came up against Shane McCarthy, and similar enough to Shane Dial's game, Joe was well in the first game, but Shane McCarthy came back strong in the second game, and Joe just couldn't get a run in the momentum at all, and he lost out 2-0 as well. And then in the final game then was the boys under 16 singles, a heroic battle between Andrew Brennan and McDarrow O'Grady from Micheál Bernox Club in Galway. Andrew fought back excellently in the first game to win at 21-18 after trailing the whole way through that game. He only led for the first time at 13-12, but credit to McDarrow, he fought back as well. Then in the second game, Andrew was 16-10 up and McDarrow fought back and he bet Andrew 21-17. And then the tiebreaker then was all to play for. McDarrow got into a lead 3-0 up, but Andrew knuckled down, put the shoulder to the wheel, and he battled out the game. His defensive game was brilliant today and he dug out some great balls there and won 11-7 in the tiebreaker, and a fantastic game. And referee John Morrissey on the day even said, just to give the round of applause to both players in such a sporting game, and no controversy or anything like that, or no back chat to the referee. And brilliant there as well, the O'Loughlin's club put on great hospitality there, the tea and coffee sandwiches for all the players, and I know they opened up the alley last night as well for the Galway players that would have travelled down overnight just to get them a feel for the court and all as well. So thanks to John for officiating over there today, and for everyone to help them out with the tea and sandwiches and all as well. Then in Kilfane, TJ, there was victory for Galway in the girls under 14 doubles. They defeated Shauna Doherty and Sophie McCabe from Kilkenny. There was victory in the boys under 14 doubles for Matty Carr and Dara Corcoran, or Dara McCormack. They defeated Sean Nevin and Phelan Gilfile from Mayo. Then in the boys under 15 doubles, there was defeat for Keane Murphy and Andrew Dillon. They lost out to Micheál Green and John Reilly from Roscommon. Then there was a tiebreaker victory then for Conor Minogue and Timmy Carr. They overcame Oisín Onochtain and Jack O'Kinelia in a tiebreaker as well down in Kilfane. So brilliant games there, exciting games. And there's boys to the All-Irelands then for Sean Morrissey and Dan McCormack in the boys under 17 doubles. Then in the girls under 15 singles, there was a bye for Sean Hayes, and then the girls under 17 doubles, Emily Tynan and Rachel Phelan are into the final as well. And then finally, TJ, just on the adults front as well, there were some All-Ireland semi-finals played in Croke Park today and yesterday. In the Ruby Masters doubles, there was victory for Johnny Brennan and Joe Hennessy. They defeated Antrim 11-2 in a tiebreaker. Ladies minor doubles, there was a brilliant victory for Clocks, Katie Brennan and Holly Byrne. They defeated a well-fancy Tyrone pair 21-17, 21-6. Then in the junior doubles, Jack Holden and Dylan Caulfield defeated Cavan 21-13, 21-12 after coming back into the competition after the Wexford lads defeated the lads 11-8 in the tiebreaker. But the Wexford pair, one of them was gone travelling, so the Jack and Dylan stepped back in, so now they're in the final, which is brilliant. Under 21 doubles, then there was victory for Sean Barron from Wingap and John Dotney from Galmoy. They defeated Monaghan. We gave the senior doubles results. Then in the Silver Masters B doubles, there was victory for Clocks, Brendan Hosey and Daniel Love over Tyrone. And then in the ladies intermediate doubles, there was defeat for Marie Welsh from Kells and Margaret Purcell from Wingap. They lost out 11-3 in the tiebreaker against Tyrone. And also then just some Leinster results, then there was victory for Jack Holden last night, who played his singles, junior singles last night, and then had to travel to Croke Park today to play the junior doubles.
Oh God.
So a busy weekend for Jack, but he won through last night. There was victory for Jack Dyle earlier in the week over Kevin Barrett from Tinraylan and Carlow. Kyle Jordan defeated Brian Mann in the All Intermediate Kilkenny game, and Jerome Willoughby defeated Conor Holden then in the intermediate singles. That was a brilliant first game. Conor could have easily won it 21-19, he was defeated, but Jerome Willoughby beat him 21-1 in the second, but Conor Easy could have took that first game. And then I had a victory then, TJ, against Keith Armstrong in the intermediate quarter final as well. So
oh, congratulations.
So
oh, definitely.
We'll take one win anyway, TJ.
Just before we head to the top of the hour at 5 o'clock, listening to the results there, the standard of handball in Kilkenny is in really good stead and it's progressing up. You look at the counties there, they're the strong, I won't say GAA counties, but the counties that are participating at the higher levels, Tyrone, Clare, Cork and all of that, and Kilkenny really are holding their own and progressing through there.
Ah, the RTJ, look, there's huge work being done around Kilkenny, and like what I just say is, TJ, everyone needs to row in together, you know. Like, you can leave everything in the court and come out and be friends outside the court. Yeah. You know, the rivalries and all are grand, but it's not doing anything for the game. So everyone needs to come in behind each other, support each other. When we leave Kilkenny, we're representing Kilkenny, and that's the most important thing. You see it down in O'Loughlin's today, all the juvenile games. The support that everyone gave each other was excellent. No one left early. Everyone was in behind each other, and that's the way it should be. You know, we're all going out to represent Kilkenny. Doesn't matter what your club is, once you pawn the Kilkenny jersey, everyone is going out, and we all want to see Kilkenny doing well. And that's what we want to see, and it's testament to the work that's being done in the clubs. You know, there's huge work being done at juvenile levels. Even the Winter League this year was a huge success in Kilkenny as well, where it brought gave players extra games before the Leinster Championship there as well, and got lads back playing over the winter as well. So no, it's in a good place, TJ, but you can't rest on your laurels. You have to keep going and get more people playing and get the numbers up again, but it's going well so far anyway.
Thanks a million for that, Ciarán. Before I head to the break there, I'm heading a little bit late, but I have to call out this. It's from Jim Rohn, and he's wishing congratulations to Joe Hennessy and Johnny Brennan on winning the handball semi-final last night. And it's great that there's still progress in through there. Legends of the game and legends of the GAA as well.
Exactly, TJ. And I sent in the picture to the WhatsApp group. There is a brilliant picture with Ned Boogie there yesterday, and Seamus Boogie from Wexford with Johnny and Joe. You know, legends of the hurling and handball all in one picture. It was a lovely picture to get.
I know, it was brilliant. Thanks a million for that, Ciarán. And Ciarán will be back tomorrow evening with the TC Tyres World of Gaelic Games at 6 o'clock.